Details are still emerging on the state budget agreement between Governor Spitzer and legislative leaders that could get a new budget in place by the state's April 1st deadline. But the governor says a lot still needs to be resolved before Saturday night's midnight deadline. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Governor Spitzer says he's agreed to spend more money than he originally wanted to, but for the sake of compromise, he's acquiesced to some of the legislature's demands. He used one of his favorite metaphors in recent days to describe the process that led to the pact.
You do not turn a battleship in one inside a bathtub. It takes a bit more than one budget cycle to get us down to the spending levels we want.
Legislative leaders say the total amount added to the governor's budget is $982 million. Spitzer says he's already agreed to $575 million in additional revenues earlier this month, so the increase is really in the $200 million range. And he says what's important is that he retain many of the key changes he endorsed in his budget, including health care reductions that stem the rate of Medicaid growth.
We have broken the back of the rate of increase of Medicaid spending. We've done this by finding savings and cuts across the range of the constituencies who are the beneficiaries, who are the recipients of these dollars. Everybody's from the pharmacies, the pharmaceutical companies, drug companies, hospitals, HMOs, all of those entities involved.
Spitzer says while $350 million is being restored to hospitals, there will still be over $1 billion in cuts from every part of the healthcare industry. Spitzer agreed to add more money for Long Island schools. Republican senators from Long Island felt their schools were shortchanged under Spitzer's new school aid formula, which gives more aid to poorer schools over time than richer schools. And the governor also conceded on the method for distributing a property tax cut. It will now be sent out as rebate checks, as the Senate had desired. Spitzer says he'll fight on for a bigger property tax cut next year. As Spitzer and the legislature raced toward the budget deadline, legislative leaders held their first joint conference committee meeting of the year, just 3 days before the spending plan is due. Republican State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, who fought with Spitzer bitterly over budget differences in recent weeks, says the time for talk is over.
The time now for kind of rhetoric and whatever else that we like to do in this business is pretty well over. Everybody is going to have to be concise and direct and bottom line oriented if we are going to get a result.
Bruno, along with Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and the other leaders, say they hope they can pass budget bills on Saturday and make the March 31st deadline. There are still a number of outstanding issues in the budget, though, including whether to expand the state's bottle law, funding for stem cell research, the expansion of charter schools, and legislative member items. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.